good. Okay, Libby Summers, are your headphones on?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, now this is our Valentine's podcast. After Thanksgiving, Valentine's is my favorite holiday.
Why? You're romantic.
No, I am romantic. I just love Valentine's, and I love the fact that you do things for people you love. I make Robert heart-shaped eggs every morning. I have these little... I know. And then I do a fudge cake with pink icing for dessert for dinner.
How nice.
I know. I mean, and then I have a red negligee. No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
You do.
Yes, I do. Anyway, back to food. Salted and Styled has something awesome coming up for Valentine's Day. Libby, what is it?
Well, our inspiration is cinnamon, because we thought about we knew it was going to hit around Valentine's Day, and we didn't want to do chocolate. We've already, you know, what's
we've
something
that.
That's still kind of spicy, sexy, spicy?
Other than my pink and red and black right, negligee.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And we thought about cinnamon, the beauty of cinnamon and how wonderful just the slightest bit of cinnamon is and so much food. And
is cinnamon an Indian type spice?
I don't know. Good question. One would think. So we're doing cinnamon. And we're doing some wonderful recipes with cinnamon. This really great rose shortbread that's dipped in a white chocolate cinnamon.
Oh my God. Well, I love shortbread.
I hate it.
The shorter, the better.
See, we think about other people, not just me. I'm making a cinnamon cake. It's like a white cake that has cinnamon in it. It's a really wonderful light white cake. But I'm
icing?
It's just going to be a vanilla buttercream, and it's going to be covered in broken hearts. It's my broken heart cake.
Is it going to relate to how many broken hearts you've had?
I haven't had that many, have I?
I don't know.
I'm giving them. You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about the other day, Brenda. I was watching the premiere episode of Downton Abbey.
Yes.
And it was Valentine's Day there. And just the joy that was happening in the downstairs with the simplest little cards. And we all get so freaked out about Valentine's Day, and it's just the simple gestures that really take it far. And back then it was just a simple paper Valentine. And what happened to those simple paper Valentines?
Hallmark.
I hate Hallmark right
now. Hallmark happened. When I say I love Valentine's Day, I do, and I truly do go to a great effort to send the best Valentine's. And Libby did get one of my postcards last year.
I did. I loved it. But what's wrong with like folding a piece of paper in half and cutting out a heart and writing
God, are you kidding?
A wonderful note on it to someone that you love and putting it in an envelope?
And writing it in your penmanship, writing it.
Not an email, not a text. Pick up a pen and write something. Make a hot chocolate for someone. I mean, how special is
with,
that?
With Salted and Styled marshmallow recipe on top. That is amazing.
Yeah, if you want to take it to the next level, make a homemade marshmallow.
Oh, my God.
But how wonderful just to sit down with your loved one and have a hot chocolate. That's sexy. Put a little cinnamon in that hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is sexy.
Spicy. What else can people do, Brenda, that's super simple for Valentine's Day that is delicious?
But I think in this day and time, we all work.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's working. So I think that if you can make something ahead, you're better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make something that is not too heavy.
Yeah, keep it light.
Because you want a great dessert
for
Valentine's Day. So keep it light. Libby's going to hate this, but if you make a little veal stew in your crock pot. I know.
I just had a bite of your veal stew. That's why she's saying it. And it was delicious. You scooped it out of the crock pot for me.
I did.
So basically, are you just making anything, but you're making it a little more special? If you're doing mac and cheese, add something else to your mac and cheese.
Like lobster. Oh, my God.
Do something special. Take it to the next kind of rich.
But keep in mind, it's not about the glamour of the food. It's that you made it.
Yes, because nobody makes anything anymore.
And that you're giving it to someone you love, and not to be hokey, but that is entirely special.
Right. How about, Brenda, just a, when's the last time you made a chocolate or vanilla shake for somebody?
Oh, a long time.
Like, for real?
Forever.
I mean, with great ice cream and a little bit of vanilla extract or vanilla sugar and wonderful milk or cream and just put it in the, like, when have you done that? With whipped cream and a cherry on top. I mean, that's special.
Surprise your loved one at lunch. Oh, with God. Dessert.
Oh, my God. If somebody made me a chocolate malt right now, I would kiss them on the lips and
Well, I was going to say, before she said kiss them on the lips, I was going to say, excuse me, I've got to go make a chocolate malt. But now I'm rethinking that idea.
It's just the little things.
Hey, I've got an idea. For Valentine's Day, write why you love that person, however long you've been with that person. One for each year.
Oh, my God, I love that.
So however long you've been with Josh, you write one reason why you love him for each year you've been together.
I love you for your blank. I love you for your blank. Tuck a note in your... Most of the country is cold, including us, maybe. But most of the country is cold. Tuck a note in somebody's glove.
And as always, cook them something special. Yeah. Make them hot chocolate. Make them a milkshake. Cook marshmallows. You know, just let somebody know you love them.
Happy Valentine's, Valentine's Day, Brenda.
Happy Valentine's, Libby Summers.
If I haven't told you, I love you.
Well, you have now. And I love you, too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Simmer down.
Go make something wonderful.
Yay.